It's Tuesday, June 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dr. Kevin Manoia, the Azusa Pacific University chaplain and the former head of the National Association of Evangelicals, has endorsed, quote, the intent, the efforts, and the resolutions, end quote, behind a pro-homosexual resolution that is before the California Assembly right now, reports CaliforniaFamily.org. Resolution ACR 99, introduced by the self-professed homosexual California Assemblyman Evan Lowe, directs pastors to acknowledge that unnatural sexual perversions and identities are, quote-unquote, natural, and, quote, not a disease, disorder, deficiency, or shortcoming, end quote, in direct contradiction to Scripture in Romans chapter 1. Proverbs 25, verse 26 says, a righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. The Catholic News Agency reports that a UK judge was trying to force a Nigerian-British pregnant woman in her 20s to abort her child, deeming the young woman to be only of a, quote, grade school mental capacity, end quote. This ruling came despite the young woman's objections and the grandmother's insistence that she would adopt the grandchild. The judge, Natalie Levin, has distinguished herself previously as an activist lawyer advocating for abortion rights. In addition to the woman herself and her grandmother, two Catholic bishops in the UK had also spoken out against the decision. The online petition, started by Right to Life UK June 22nd, has received over 75,000 signatures since it was posted. Thankfully, the English Court of Appeals did the right thing yesterday, overturning the previous ruling of the Court of Protection, reports the Catholic Herald. The appeals court, which consists of Lord Justice Macomb, Lady Justice King, and Lord Justice Peter Jackson, said that they would issue a full explanation of their decision at a later date, but that the circumstances of the case were unique. The pro-homosexual GoFundMe.com site has shut down Israel Folau's account. The Christian former Australian rugby player who dared to speak the truth about the sin of homosexual behavior on his Instagram page, reports BBC. A spokeswoman for GoFundMe.com told the BBC that the company is, quote, absolutely committed to the fight for LGBTIQ plus people, end quote, and they do not, quote, tolerate exclusion, end quote. So, over the weekend, after he had raised $750,000 in funds for his legal battle, GoFundMe.com is sending all those funds raised for Folau back to the donors. Folau lost a $4 million contract for an Instagram post stating that hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, and liars with the encouragement that only Jesus saves. This post curried persecution and pushback from Rugby Australia, all the major media, an Anglican bishop, and Hillsong pastor Brian Houston. Listeners from Portugal are asking for prayer as the government is requiring a college degree of any parent wishing to homeschool, and the compulsory attendance age begins at 3 years of age now. In God's providence, that American measles outbreak has now spread to over 1,000 persons, making it the worst in 27 years. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced 33 more cases, mostly in New York State, a 3% bump from the previous week. California, Washington State, and Pennsylvania are also problem states for measles at the present. The divorce rate has decreased in America by 29% over the last 40 years, according to the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. However, most of that decrease occurred with very young marriages on the part of 15 to 24-year-olds. Among the 45 to 65-year-old crowd, the divorce rate increased by 74% over the same time frame. The news concerning the marital state of 18 to 24-year-olds is not that great overall. The 18 to 24-year-olds are living in sin with a partner at a rate of almost 100 times what it was in 1970, and their marriage rate has fallen by 50%. The Discovery Family Channel's children's cartoon geared for toddlers, My Little Pony, celebrated Sexual Perversion Month by introducing a same-sex couple of horses, reports the Christian Post. You can send an email of objection through a special feedback link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. CBS will introduce On Love Island in July, a reality program featuring serial fornication, more reasons for Christians to avoid television, and the accompanying unfruitful works of darkness. One British columnist urged a Christian boycott of the British version last year, since, quote, "these people are engaging in sexual immorality for your entertainment," end quote. You can also give CBS a piece of your mind through a special link. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." A team of attorneys has opened up a website and advertising campaign for Boy Scouts who have been abused at scouting.com. The site references, quote, "thousands of sexual abuse reports," end quote, "over 100 years, and, quote, "most of the time there was no record of scouting officials reporting the allegations to police," end quote. The Boy Scouts legitimized sexual perversion in the form of homosexuality for their troops on January 1st, 2014. Bitcoin topped $11,000 over the weekend, up from $4,000 in March. However, the cryptocurrency is still $9,000 shy of where it topped out a year ago. The U.S. dollar dropped about 1.5% over the last few days, the most precipitous dip in 4 months. This happened amidst worries concerning China-U.S. trade talks and Fed rate adjustments. But as Matthew 10:29 states, our God is still in control of every sparrow that falls, as well as the value of the dollar when it drops. KUT News reports on an Austin, Texas couple who fostered 173 babies over 36 years. Burl Langford and his wife Leanna would sometimes care for three at a time, taking the babies along on family reunions, family vacations, Little League games, and dance recitals. The hardest part of it all was preparing for the baby to leave. As you know, our goal by this Friday, June 28th, is to raise $50,000 to get out of the red in terms of the expenses of producing The Worldview in 5 minutes. As of yesterday morning, the remnant of listeners had given or pledged $27,485. On Friday and Saturday alone, 22 Worldview listeners had given or pledged $5,285, our record high this month. However, I've got some unfortunate news. Only one person, just one, decided to make a donation between Sunday and yesterday. In 2 days, just one person, James in Albuquerque, New Mexico, gave a $50 gift. Thank you, James, for your generosity. Now, if you've been waiting on the sidelines because you want to be the critical donation to get us across the finish line, I need you right now. We're not going to make it unless every person who hears that still, small voice of God prompting you to sustain this critically important Christian newscast follows through today in obedience. Jeremy Greening in Riverside, California, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "Our family has greatly benefited from the radio show for the past several years. Frankly, I'm embarrassed I have not contributed sooner. I love the succinct, timely news broadcasts, along with the longer topical sessions. They are perfect lengths for listening to in the car or during breaks from work, always relevant and lead to important family discussions. The mix of Christian, historical, political, and current social issues is exactly what is needed, and you deliver every weekday. God bless the works of your hands. You and Kevin are absolutely appreciated," end quote. Thank you, Jeremy. Does this email express the sentiment of your heart? Do you appreciate what we do day in and day out? Would you be willing to make a donation right now? In order to hit that $50,000 goal by this Friday, June 28th, I need to find 20 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year, for a total gift of $600, and another 40 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. There are only 4 days left. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.